Blog Talk Radio. Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Haven't done a podcast in a while. Wanted to give myself time to be in the space of all that's going on in the world, and just be. And so, if you are feeling the same way, no, it's totally okay to just be for a little bit. If you are new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams, whether in their business, in their romantic life, in their career, in any area of their life, I can support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you are really looking to make a transformation, check out my massive result package. This package is my favorite. It's everything that I have always wanted when it comes to working with a client. Constant support as you desire it. Unlimited sessions, all designed to keep you holding faith, being in the vibration, staying clear so that you can manifest with ease and rapidly and have the support. You know, my work is designed to be a constant, loving, sincere, focused support in your life that nourishes what is most important to you. So, massive result package, intuitive coaching package. So you can find all of my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, I wanted to do a jam about faith. And if you're a regular listener to this program, you know I've been obsessed over the last year and a half with what is faith. Like, I've always grown up with a sense of faith. I always have considered myself a highly faithful person. But how does faith show up when you're looking to manifest something specific in your life and what that feels like? And I was jamming with a client who was struggling with faith. She had done a lot of the healing work, a lot of the clearing work, was very sure about what she wanted to manifest, but where she was struggling was faith. And what does faith look like? So as I was channeling messages for her, this beautiful insight came forward that I thought would be so helpful to everyone. The image, so Spirit gave it to me like this. They said, imagine you entered a contest. So you entered a contest and you were going to get a sum of money. Just pick a sum of money. And they said, you won. Now, all you have to do is consistently go to the mailbox every single day. We're not going to tell you when it's going to come. We're not even going to tell you the exact amount, but it's going to be very, very close, if not more, than what you had requested when you entered the contest. And all you have to do is every day go to the mailbox, check, go to the mailbox, check, go to the mailbox, check. And what Spirit was showing or relaying in this description was what most people do when it comes to faith. Like, basically, that was an exercise in faith. You ask for something, you do your part, like in this regard was just entering the contest, and your part is going to the mailbox every single day and holding the belief that, of course, that check is going to be in the mailbox or that payment is going to be in the mailbox. So the way Spirit showed it to me during this session was what most people do is they're optimistic, upbeat, super excited the first week. Then about day eight, maybe something's happened in their life, a tire blew out, a bill is due, they really want the money now. Like, I really, really, really want the money. And so you go to the mailbox hoping that it's there, hoping. And we talked about hope a lot a couple of years ago on this program, and how hope, while it gets you going, it's not strong enough to sustain your faith. And so you're hoping that it's there, right? While feeling let down already, even before you open it, because you've just spent 7 days opening it and it's not there. Now you really need it, and the likelihood of it being there is low, and you're feeling bummed out. And so then in that moment, you kick the mailbox, right? Most people be like upset. They kick the mailbox. Now they've messed up their toe, and they have to rest for 4 or 5 days, and they can't go to the mailbox. And then they'll start again, and kind of reluctant, but kind of optimistic. And that'll continue and continue and continue and continue and continue and continue and continue. And you start to get frustrated that it's never going to show up, right? And all you're doing in those moments is delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying. What you were told to do was just go to the mailbox, open it up, close it, go back home. You don't need to hold anything other than the expectation that at the right time, in the right way, that check will be on the mailbox. It's definitely coming to you. All you have to do is go to the mailbox every single day and check, every single day and check, every single day and check. Or, you know, people get so frustrated, you've kicked it, it's not there, you're injured, and then you won't go for like 5 months. And in that process, it gets lost, it fell out, your mailbox is so full, it slips on the ground, somebody picks it up, it gets thrown in the trash, the manifestation. And then you go looking for it, and then they're like, okay, we've been trying to get it to you, and it was returned to us, like it was found and it's beat up, and so now we'll send it back out again. And all you had to do, this is the image, you know, this download spirit gave me, all you had to do was consistently get up every single day with the expectation that at some point that check's going to be in the mail, and all you have to do is show up at that mailbox, open it up, close it. Hold no emotion about whether it's going to show up. Hold no emotion about is it going to happen. Hold no emotion about your fear that it's not going to be available to you. And then next layer to this, because this came forward and I wrapped up my session. I was like, oh my God, what a beautiful description of faith. And so I was talking to my mom about it, and I'm like, yeah. And then I started receiving intuitive information, because if you were really a faithful person, you would probably be putting a little money aside so that you wouldn't feel stressed out and so reliant on this check coming at a particular day and time, right? When you know that's not a part of the equation. So all your other sources of income, you'd be mindful of how you spent them, because you didn't want anything to disrupt the harmony in your being so that you can rapidly welcome this check in. Because here is the thing. If you can consistently hold the belief that what you want is on its way to you, that it's been delivered to you, that it's done, that is how quickly you can manifest. So what Spirit has shown me about timing, things I've thought like, well, Spirit is just taking so long. And Spirit has shown me very clearly, it hasn't been taking a long time on our end. We've just been waiting for you to align. And alignment means that what you believe, what you are thinking, what you are saying, what you are feeling, and the actions you are taking all match with your desired outcome. So if your desired outcome is to get this sum of money, then you're holding the belief that of course it's going to come. Of course it's going to come. And you're thinking thoughts of, hey, all I have to do is just keep showing up, checking, showing up, checking, showing up, checking. Super easy. I know it's going to show up. It's not my job to determine the how and when of that. They made it very clear to me that I have no control over the how and when of that. All I have to do is just keep checking. And your words would be, yes, I know this sum of money is coming to me and I'm open and receptive to receiving it. And all I have to do is just keep checking the mailbox. And you know what? I'm already preparing my life for this amount of money. And I know when it shows up, it's going to appear at the perfect time in the perfect way. And I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. And I feel safe and secure in this knowing that I'm going to have this large sum of money. And you would be feeling, right? You'd be feeling optimistic. You'd be feeling joyful. You'd be feeling happy. You'd be feeling peaceful. Right? You definitely wouldn't be feeling, if you knew for sure it was going to come, you wouldn't be feeling doubtful. You wouldn't be feeling frustrated. You wouldn't be feeling, because, you know, even with frustration, you can be like, well, it's been like months and it hasn't come yet. And so I'm just frustrated, Amy. I totally get that. But you were already told that you have no control over the timing of things. The how and the when is up to God. So if you know that, there's no reason to get frustrated. It's not like anyone's hurting you or breaking your contract with you. It will come. It will come. And all you have to do is hold the belief that it will. And that is the way faith works. You can move mountains with your faith. You can speed up time with your faith. It all comes down to belief. And why don't we believe? Programming. I think number one, you know, as I'm sharing this with you, number one, as I've repeated many times, is we get really attached to timing. And so one of the reasons why we get so attached to timing is because we're not savoring our present moments, right? We're wanting to rush through anything that's causing us discomfort in our present experience, hoping that this thing will make us feel better. But just remember that our present moment is always a manifestation of what we have believed in the past. It is not a reflection of where we're going. Unless we are holding the vibration that this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. 9 times out of 10, you're going to probably manifest more situations that lead you to saying, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. So you have to find a way, even if you're in an unpleasant circumstance, something that's not working for you, you have to find some joy, some peace, some hope, some lightness, so that you can welcome in that which you want, particularly something that feels so far removed from where you are today. The next thing is, if it feels so far removed, make it seem like it's just a breath away. So let's say you're hoping to manifest a certain amount of money in your business, and it'd be the most money you've ever made. Your goal is to look at that number and not see it as this big, huge thing, right? We want to take it off the pedestal and start to retrain your brain to feel like it's normal, right? So maybe that might be writing that number down every day until it gets comfortable and comfortable and comfortable and comfortable. It might be saying that number out loud. It might be breaking your finances down so you know exactly how that money is going to be spent and what's the next goal after that, right? Whatever it takes to take that thing off the pedestal, off of this, oh my God, it's going to be so huge. And yes, it will feel like a miracle and it will feel miraculous and it will feel wonderful and divine when it comes in. Feel that feeling now and get used to that feeling. So if you feel like, wow, I'm going to feel like a badass when I make that amount of money, start convincing, start rehearsing, start playing with the energy of being a badass right now. So it doesn't feel so far removed from where you are today. It actually becomes your reality. And from that place, you will manifest a lot more quickly. Faith is fun. And faith can be really easy. What gets in the way of our faith is limiting beliefs, right? Lack of forgiveness, right? When, you know, maybe we are in a difficult situation, and I've been in lots of them. in my life, lots of them. And you're in a difficult situation. Just like I'm telling you to take that number or that thing off the pedestal, take the difficulty out of your situation. Take the look at start to look at it and see, hey, this isn't ideal, but it's not something I can't handle. And the more that you can get to that place of peace, that place of confidence around it, even if you've made a mistake, you can't go back and unmake that mistake. You can forgive yourself. You can make plans about moving forward. But at the end of the day, you have to stop seeing that as such a huge thing. Also, acceptance. When we accept everything in our life as it is and acknowledge whatever we've come to learn from it. Or really more so, what Spirit has been showing me is if there is a difficult situation in your life that you're going through and you really need something and you're trying to hold the faith, but it just feels so bleak, ask yourself, where have I been denying what I truly want? Because I promise you, usually when we're getting in the way of a manifestation or when a manifestation is not coming through, it's because on some level we are not allowing ourselves to really have what we want, and we are vibrating at the state of our desperation or our fear. And I want to believe that Spirit's not going to back that up, right? I think Spirit, even within the laws of the universe, I want to believe that Spirit's not going to back up more fear, more fear, more fear, more fear. There's a lesson that we need to learn. Then learn it. And if it means asking for something greater, then be willing to ask for something greater. Be willing to ask for exactly what you want. And then you will see the shift. So that is my talk on faith. Just be consistent, hold the energy, keep walking to the mailbox. You don't need to kick it. You don't need to doubt the process. Every day, just go to the mailbox. And this is, you know, again, this is an energetic exercise. So if it's dating, every day you're going to swipe or be on your dating app or be where you can meet people, right? And you are holding the energy the entire time that, of course, I'm getting ready to meet somebody. It is so. It is so. I actually would even say take excitement off the table. Like, don't even go to the feeling place of excitement, because what I've found is that people can have a roller coaster effect with excitement, but faith is certainty. Faith is rock solid. It's holding the energy of belief, holding the energy that, of course, it's going to happen, holding the positive expectation, holding that optimism, holding that joy, holding that sense of freedom. That is faith. And you can do that through your affirmation practice. You can do that through the conversations you have with yourself. You can do that through your prayer and your meditation. But hold the energy of that which you desire already being yours. It is so. And so what goes away, I was going to wrap up and I'm like, I have more. What goes away is all the questioning. Will it happen? When will it happen? Well, just let go of all the when questions, because that's up to God. And will it happen? Yes. So just hold the energy of yes. And how, and play with it. Will it be a practice? Yeah. But it won't take you long if you consistently say, yes, it's going to happen. Yes, it's going to happen. Yes, it's going to happen. If you're holding any limiting beliefs, any preconceived ideas, any programming, any messages from your childhood that go against your desire, yeah, you're going to have to clear those out so you can really strongly hold the belief that, yes, it's going to happen. And I don't need to put it on a pedestal because it's already in my reality. And I show up and show up and show up and show up and show up. And then God shows up and God shows up and God shows up. All right, so that was my show. A little bit longer than I thought it was going to be. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, what I know to be true is that everybody gets what they need when they work with me. and I help people create real miracles in their life. And if there is something that you have been working on and truly desire, and you are ready to experience a breakthrough, then I want to support you in that. Information, again, on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.